branding marks. Amandine reports to the Lord for orders, then he and Michael leave to fulfill their next command. Lucifer is left on his own. Bored with nothing to do, he considers Earth and the wonders Adonai created and decides to journey to the southern jungle. All the wild animals, how exciting to learn more of these life forms, it should be interesting, he thinks. Upon his arrival, he wanders the jungle. A riot of plant life and odd creatures climb about in the trees high above. Lucifer recalls a similar scene in the garden, though vastly different. Where are the wild ones? He wonders. Before long, he comes upon a gray cat who's not so wild nor so great now. Rather, it's long in the tooth. The humid air filled with the rot of leaves crushed by the many feet that walked this path clogged his nose. Lying down, bones cry in agony, then a dull ache as he settles down to rest. Lifting his head to scent the air, a peculiar smell teases his nostrils. Rather than chase the new smell drifting by, tired he allows his great head to fall, golden eyes to close. Imagining the endless sleep, he's startled by a gentle hand as it caresses his head. An eyelid peers out to view who or what dares to touch him. Fingers scratch an ear as they glide over the pelt on his neck down his back. For the first time in a long time, deep inside a rumble emerges, surprising him, yet it feels good. Mouth opens to yellow teeth no longer sharp and he yawns. Rolling over as this strange being scratches his belly, the rumble deepens. Feet paw the air lightly. He imagines himself chasing this creature, as in a dream, bringing it to ground to savor its taste. Golden eyes open to see it's not a man but something odd. Sniffing, it smells like a man, yet sensing no danger, the tiger relaxes. Lucifer sits beside the great cat, running his hand over and fingers through the gold and black striped pelt. His three sets of wings, folded neatly behind and the shifting faces relax. Now he can be himself. Lucifer smiles. Sensing someone approach, he shifts into his mortal self. Then a pair of coal black eyes stare out of the foliage at him and the great cat. He stares back. You can come out. Neither I nor my friend will harm you, or I don't think so. One never knows with a tiger. His voice quavering, the boy says, it is a tiger who kills, terrified yet intrigued by a human. With a tiger, breath rasps as he breathes in and out, his eyes bulge, unable to take in the human beside a tiger. Wrapping his arms protectively around his belly, he squeezes his eyes shut. I must leave, save myself. His pulse races as he waits for the tiger to pounce upon the man, then come for him. When nothing happens, he is astonished. Knowing the boy hides, his peace disturbed, Lucifer is annoyed. What are you doing if afraid of the cat? For someone so small, you should not hunt a fierce beast. Of course, if you are truly afraid, then return home. I was not hunting the beast but following to see if its life nears the end, as this one's. When a tiger dies, I get its teeth. They give me great power. Lucifer laughs. What good is power if you live in fear? I can smell your fear. What if you met the great cat? Would not your fear vanish and courage follow? Would you not then have real power, he says, to taunt the young boy and see what he does. Lucifer watches as the boy rises from the foliage and cautiously creep toward him and the tiger. He sees the terror that clogs the boy's throat as the tiger turns, and a noise emerges like a moose coughing up a stone. The boy, now is ready to flee, but stops and turns back, keeping an eye on the tiger as he moves forward. Good for him, Lucifer thinks and applauds his courage. Face pale and gray as the early dawn sky, the boy struggles to overcome his terror, heart beats wildly. He sees the cat still, and imagines it awaits his approach. Eyes grow wider as the boy moves closer, ready to flee if the cat makes a move. One move was all it took of a great paw and the boy's on the ground, blood pooling. It soaks into the ground, the tear a ragged hole where the cat's claws struck, eyes open in surprise as his life drains away. Transfixed and unable to move, Lucifer stares, appalled by the cat and himself for what he had done by inviting the boy to engage a deadly animal. The boy's eyes glaze over as the last of life leaves, and his soul departs. Lucifer bids the boy farewell as Samuel arrives to escort the young boy on his journey heavenward. Rage swells at the boy's death, anger at himself for tempting him, and anger at the tiger for doing what tigers naturally do. Yet, his anger at the boy surprises him, because he foolishly listened to the tempter, who feels not so heavenly now. He scowls at the sky, imagining Adonai watching and waiting for him as he did long ago. Are you waiting for me to fail? Do you imagine I could truly be a creature of heaven? Is this some test? Fury rises, and he stands, chest taut, arms sweep wide, and he bares his teeth and glares, daring Autonite to forgive this atrocity. Allowing his eyes to flatten, grow cold and hard, his hands clench as nails bite into his palms. Lucifer pounds his fists against both thighs as if the pain would help. It does not, any more than picking a fight with the creator of the universe. Grinding his teeth, jaw muscles quiver from tension. Now will you send me back to hell so I can evict the one who thinks to command in my place? Is this what you want? Else why did you allow it? He roars, his fury so intense the trees shake, leaves fall to the ground, it trembles, as if fearful. Lord, would you like me to go and interrupt his tirade? Amandine asks, uncomfortable with Lucifer's actions. Chuckling, Autonite says, be at peace, Amandine. He's going to figure it out for himself. He'll be okay.